Hi, good morning. My name is Miss Susa of the IRS Collection Department. My ID number is 100414-9775. Are you calling today about balance due or missing return for individual account?
Yes, I'm calling about my individual account. Hello?
Okay, can you please provide me your social security number?
Yes. This call I had, you have to record it because I do not have a pen right now. So if there's a, because I got to get some collection dates and some contact dates, which I'm hoping I can get through you guys.
Okay, no problem. May I have your full name?
Philip Neumeier.
Your address?
7 Michigan 48116.
Thank you, sir. And the date of birth? Can you please provide me the best phone number for you?
73413.
Okay, I'm going to put you in a report. I'm going to start researching the account and I'll be back in less than 5 minutes, okay?
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time?
I'm going to put you in a brief hold. I'm going to start researching the account, and I'll be back in less than 5 minutes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Yes. Yeah, so the reason I'm calling is because I believe it was in 2019 or 2018, probably 2019, I called the IRS and I called the collections area, and I asked them if there was any agent attached to any of the collection items. So I wanted to see if you had any memos of when I called in 2019 to see who I talked to or spoke with. Have a record of me calling in 2019?
Give me 1 second.
Sure.
I don't see any call in 2018, sir.
What about 2019?
I don't see anything in 2018.
So nothing in 2018 and nothing in 2019?
Oh, in 2018, yes.
Okay, and what was that purpose of that call?
One is to verify the status of your amended return for 2016. And the other one was that wants to amend the return 2016. Okay. All right, then there is a link that was filed in your account.
Can you say that again for me one more time?
A lien that was filed in your
Yes. Okay, your yes. Account. About the liens, that's the call. Could you tell me a little bit more about what was left as a memo in there in regards to my call on those liens? Because when I called,
so that you doesn't owe close to $100,000, taxpayer will be filed another amended return. So taxpayer, he could do it, fax an amended return to request liens be reversed.
Okay, so I was requesting, I was doing amended taxes, and I was requesting the lien removal, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any note in there that what this goes through a conversation that I asked if there was any agent attached to my file, and there was not. Can you confirm that there was not an agent attached to the collections?
You don't have any agent assigned to your account. So there's no agent assigned to any account.
Okay.
At least that you have a RO or
right, and there's
revenue and assigned to the account, but this is not the case.
Okay, but and there's also currently no agent attached to my account, correct?
There's not an agency attached to any account. At least that your account is under any examination, and then it's another thing. But at this point,
correct.
Okay.
So it has not been under any examination at all. Okay, correct, okay. And when I called back then, and they said that there was no agent on there, and I asked them, you know, could the collections, like, I'm allowed, like, so I have the rental properties, that's how I make my income, and I asked them. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm still allowed to rent my units, not a problem. The only thing I couldn't really do is sell the properties if I wanted to sell them, correct? But I can still rent them out and make my income.
Right.
Okay. All right. And then I have another question, and this is going to sound a little odd, but I am dealing with a local problem here. One of the police officers in my small town is making wild claims that I am being investigated for tax evasion, and I want to confirm that that's true or not true. This officer does not work for the IRS. He is a small town cop. And I don't know where he got these claims. And I just want to verify, because if there is anything like that, I'd like to handle that.
So you said there is somebody in the town saying that he works for the IRS?
Nope, I have someone in my town. He's a police officer stating that the IRS is investigating me for tax evasion. He does not work for the IRS, but he's making those claims, and I wanted to call and verify to see if that's true. Now, I have.
He making those claims through where?
He wrote them down and submitted them to the court.
What he has to do with us.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know where he got that information from, but I know I happen to know those claims are, as far as I know, were never true. So if there's anything in my file that has anything even close to that, I'd like to know about it.
Just give me 1 second. Right, now, I don't see anything here regarding with that. I mean, if there's probably that it can be happening right now, it's like they can start taking action against you, and that's us, and they will, but there's nothing to be with anybody's officers.
Okay, so I'm not currently being investigated for tax evasion. However, with my properties, and this goes back to probably 2017 or 2018, you know, I called and confirmed that basically you guys have the ability to take income from me, However, you guys are not taking my properties, and I am allowed to rent those to earn income. And that still stands true to this day.
Give me 1 second.
Sure.
Okay, I apologize. What was your question?
I know that the IRS is allowed to take income from me. However, they are not enforcing any actions to take my properties at all, and they haven't, correct? Like, it stands true that they, from 2017, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, they have not taken any of my properties, and they have not filed or submitted any documentation to take my properties from me, and I'm allowed to rent them and earn income from them, correct?
Well, they can't. The only thing that we can do is, you can do anything with your properties right now. I mean, you can keep rental, but you cannot sell it. If you're going to sell it, you're going to need a payoff from us to pay your balance here. But what we can do is, we can freeze your bank account.
Correct. So you can freeze my bank accounts, you can take the money or whatever. However, it being in a corporation that where I rent my properties, I'm allowed to use my income. Like, if I get $1 or $500 or $1,000 a month for rent, if I take that money out of my bank account, you guys cannot physically take that from me, correct?
It's going to be a certain point that you can't make any transaction in your account.
Correct, but as of today's date,
you can take out money from your account until you set up a payment plan, and we can remove all the levies.
Okay, and then today's date, nothing has ever been taken from me, correct?
I don't see that yet. No.
Correct. Okay. All right, and then also, can you tell me the date in 2018 when I called about the liens?
May
14th. And that was in 2018. And can you let me know when you guys received the amended taxes?
For what year? 2016?
16 or 17. It's whatever the year is that there was the number around 200,000 or whatever.
October 10, 2017, May 12, 2017 was for 2016.
Okay.
And 2017. That is now amended in 2017. And 2015. The amendment was received in October 10, 2017.
Okay. And then when I talked about the lien removals, can I have the date of that phone call, or was that the same date?
It's the same date.
And does it say what the outcome of that lien removal was?
I'm sorry?
The outcome of the lien removal, because I do believe I submitted paperwork for it.
The lien is not going to be removed until the balance is paid in full.
Correct. Okay. So, all right. And then, so my main reason for calling here, besides just to check to see if there's an agent on the account or if anything happened, was to verify that I was not being investigated for tax evasion. And so if the officer said I was being evaded for tax evasion and that's not true, I guess he'd be lying.
Like I said, I don't know what is going on, but we don't have any contact with police. We work by ourselves. So if we're going to do something, we're always going to keep you informed about what we're doing.
Correct. Okay. So, and I just want to hear it one more time from you. As of right now, as of today's date and everything before it, there is nobody investigating me for tax evasion. At the IRS, correct?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. Perfect. I appreciate your help today. What's today's date?
Today, the 24th.
Of June 24th, 2022?
Correct.